What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. For those who don't know, I go live on Bingo Live and live on TikTok, and also pre-record for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and Twitch. And the audio version is pre-recorded for Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. There's a couple games I got to go over from last night's NBA's play-in tournament. And then I'm going to get into something I saw Colin Cowherd say about Trae Young and why I think Atlanta Hawks should reconsider trading Trae Young. Let's get into these games, though, first. And fortunately, I was wrong on both of these games. I predicted the Raptors to win and the Bulls won 109 to 105. DeRozan gave you 23, 14 from Nikola Vucevic, along with 13 rebounds, 39 from Zach LaVine. And nobody else really did much. Go to the Raptors. OG Anunoby gave you 13, 32 from Pascal Siakam, 26 from Fred VanVleet, with 12 rebounds, 8 assists, almost a triple-double, 9 and 10 rebounds from Scottie Barnes, but it wasn't enough. The Raptors' season is pretty much over. So now the Bulls have to play the Miami Heat. The winner of that gets the 8th seed. And, of course, the Minnesota Timberwolves have to play OKC, who won last night. OKC beat the Pelicans. And I picked the Pelicans, of course, and so I was wrong on that. I figured the more experienced players would win, and they typically do. But OKC won 123 to 118. Lou Dort gave you 27 points, 31 from Josh Giddey with 9 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 rebound away from a triple-double with 30 points, and 32 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who scored 25 in the second half alone. And then you got 21 from Trey Murphy on the Pelicans, 30 from Brandon Ingram with 7 assists and 6 rebounds, 16 points, 18 rebounds from Jonas Valanciunas, and 20 from Herb Jones, and only 14 from C.J. McCollum. They needed C.J. McCollum to show up, and he didn't. He was 5 for 15. And not to mention Trey Murphy was 6 for 16, even though he had 21 points. He only shot 30% from the field. So Minnesota's got to play OKC. I think I'm going to pick OKC to win that game. I think Minnesota is just plummeting right now. That Jaden McDaniel cat broke his hand punching a wall. Rudy Gobert, you don't know if he's going to play after he got suspended for punching a player. They definitely – old boy was right. They got a lot of decisions to make on the offseason. And Miami versus Chicago – gonna have to go Chicago because Miami just can't seem to score. Before I get into this Trae Young thing, let me see if there's anything in the NFL that's newsworthy on this front page. I'm not seeing much. It was really about the draft, which I might go live on the draft day, at least for the first round. I might go live for that and keep people in tune and updated on that. Why I wouldn't trade Trae Young? Something I saw Colin Cowherd play. And I want to look up something on Google, too, while I'm at it. What year did LeBron win his first championship? 2012. All right, so let's see. What year did LeBron come in the league? What year did LeBron come in the league. Which is exactly 9 years, which helps Colin Cowherd's point. Why I wouldn't trade Trae Young? Because, first of all, this isn't the NFL where you can win with a young quarterback on a rookie contract. This isn't the NFL where you can win with a young Patrick Mahomes. You can go to the Super Bowl with a young Joe Burrow. You can win with a young Russell Wilson. This isn't that. Experience wins in the NBA. When it comes playoff times, experienced teams win. When's the last time we've seen a young team win a NBA championship? We haven't. We saw a young team go to the NBA, a semi-young team go to the NBA championship last year in Boston Celtics. And guess what? They got beat by a veteran championship experienced team. Because Boston is still young. Because Jason Tatum has not been in the league 9 years. Jaylen Brown has not been in the league 9 years. That's why we got to pump the brakes on Trae Young. Now, okay, Miami Heat. Some people say, well, Paul, Miami Heat won with a young Dwayne Wade. And he was leading scorer. Leading scorer. He wasn't the leader of that team. He wasn't. That was Shaq's team. And you had Alonzo Mourning on there, and you had Jason Williams and Gary Payton and Antoine, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Antoine something. You had nothing but veterans on that team and a young Dwayne Wade. It wasn't Dwayne Wade's team yet. That was Shaq's team. That was Alonzo Mourning's team. That was Gary Payton's team, Jason Williams' team. That was the veterans' teams. You know, so yeah, we got to pump the brakes. Like Cowherd said, Trae Young is literally only 24 years old. He was literally in the Eastern Conference Finals at age 22. How many people at age 22 have led their team to the Eastern Conference Finals? I'm going to Google that. NBA teams that made it to the NBA Finals with a 22-year-old. Okay, LeBron James made it the finals year two. I mean, at age 22. But he made the finals. He didn't win it. He got annihilated and obliterated by the Spurs. And it was his fourth year in the league. Trae Young literally, like, what, was second year in the league, went to the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't know that LeBron made it to the Eastern Conference Finals his second year in the league. Where's Trae Young? Trae Young is, this is his fourth year. This is literally his fourth year. We got to pump the brakes. LeBron didn't win to year nine. Steph Curry didn't win to year nine. And this is the thing. You got to count the fact that Steph Curry went 3 years of college. Michael Jordan didn't win to year nine. He went 3 years of college. Trae Young went 1 year of college. And this is another thing people got to pump the brakes on. Let's pump the brakes on this. Anybody who has common sense and common knowledge, when, at what age does the brain finally fully develop? At what age does your brain finally fully develop? Age 25. That's why we got to pump the brakes on Trae Young leading a team to the finals and winning. His brain hasn't even fully developed yet. He's still got a year to go on that. And he might not necessarily be the number one player on a championship team. He might be the second best player on a championship team. And maybe DeJounte Murray gets a little better. DeJounte Murray's in year five. And he probably – how old is DeJounte Murray? Let's see. He's 2 years older than Trae Young. So he should be coming to his prime real soon if he's going to hit his prime. Trae Young is still young. We got to pump the brakes. The Celtics didn't win last year because they were too young. Experience wins in the NBA. Experienced teams win. I mean, we're talking about what teams are probably going to be in the NBA Finals this year. Probably Milwaukee Bucks and the Celtics, which are a lot more experienced than the Hawks, the Nets, the Knicks. The Cavs is still young. They got a young Evan Mobley, a young Darius Garland, a young Jared Allen. Let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. Even Donovan Mitchell, like, what? Donovan Mitchell's probably only in, like, his fifth, sixth year. Nobody really wins and hits their peak of winning championships till they start year nine, which means they done had, like, either 2 or 3 years of college under their belt and, like, 7 years in the pros, or they had 1 year of college and 8 years of the pros. You know, basketball, we could sit there and say it's a young man's game. Bullshit. Not when it comes to winning championships, it's not. It's an experienced man's game. I mean, look who's going to be coming out the West. Why are we saying the Kings probably can't do it? They ain't got enough experience yet. De'Aaron Fox is still young. This is the first time in the playoffs. Grizzlies, people automatically say Lakers. Lakers are going to beat the Grizzlies. There's a lot of people that had the Lakers beating the Grizzlies. Why is that? Because LeBron and Anthony Davis have championship experience. And you know how much championship experience the Grizzlies have? Zero. Zero. You know how much championship experience or playoff experience the Kings probably got? A tad bit. They got Harrison Barnes, and that's it. And he's not even their team leader. He's their third or fourth best player. The Suns, experience. Chris Paul, Kevin Durant. Devin Booker at this point is experienced. Like, you know, we got to pump the brakes on this idea that somebody who's younger than 25 years old is supposed to lead the team to a championship. This isn't the NFL. None of these guys win are like the leader on their team for a championship team on their rookie contracts. Trae Young is on his rookie extension now. If I'm the Hawks, I definitely wouldn't move on from him. I definitely wouldn't move on from him. You're probably not going to get back what you want. I went through the list the other day. Any of the teams you trade to, unless you're trading Trae Young to Portland for Damian Lillard, you're not going to get your money's worth. And it's not even just about that. Colin Cowherd is right. Let's pump the brakes. He was in the Eastern Conference Finals at age 22. LeBron wasn't in no Eastern Conference Finals at age 22. And Dwayne Wade, when he came out of college, if I'm not mistaken, Dwayne Wade was a sophomore or a junior. How many years did Dwayne Wade play in college? Well, maybe he was a freshman. Maybe only he was a one and done. But, okay, he was a one and done. LeBron didn't go to college. So, like, Wade had to get that extra year. And maybe he could have went straight pro. Who knows? But his stocks wasn't high enough to go pro. And even though LeBron, I remember Carlos Boozer and Kat saying, We got dudes on our team right now that are better. We got small forwards on our team right now better than LeBron James, which was like a laugh, like the laughing stock of the NBA at that time. It was such a joke because LeBron literally was the team leader first day he stepped on the court. But, like, you know, even LeBron had to leave and go play with Dwayne Wade and learn how to win championships. So let's pump the brakes on Trae Young, like the fact that like he should have won it. Like they act like he should have won a championship right now. Yeah, he went to the Eastern Conference Finals. He didn't go back, but he's been in the playoffs 3 straight years, if I'm not mistaken. He's a scoring machine. He's an assist machine. He's a three-level scorer. He can score on the three, the mid-range, and driving to the basket and passing. And he's still young. His brain is not fully developed, and he might not necessarily be the number one guy on a championship team. He might be the top number two. And maybe DeJounte Murray takes another leap, you know, as he's getting older. We still don't know what you got DeAndre Hunter over there. John Collins is probably going to be gone. But the Hawks is not even really an experienced team. They don't got no real vets. There's no real vets on their team. No vet that's won anything on their team. Clint Capella's coming nearing the vet. That'll probably be their vet. I mean, even Bogdanovich he's young. Bogey's young, you know. So let's pump the brakes. Let's stop with these delusional thoughts, these non-realistic thoughts that a 24 NBA player is supposed to lead a team to a championship. And he don't even have a second guy. He don't got a legit night-in, night-out second guy. I mean, DeJounte Murray just got there this year, but he's somewhat consistent, but he's not Jaylen Brown consistent. Jason Tatum got a Jaylen Brown over there, you know. Nikola Jokic, the Joker, I mean, he's got Jamal Murray and Michael Porter over there balling and a very reliable Aaron Gordon. Steph has got Klay and Draymond, you know. Like, Giannis has got Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, you know. Embiid has a Hall of Fame player and James Harden, who was leading the league in assists until he got hurt. You know, like, yeah, man, like, they haven't even put a legit – this is the thing. DeJounte Murray is a little overrated in my opinion. You basically got the best player from the worst team in the NBA last year, and you act like he's some superstar. You know, somebody's got to be the best player on the worst team. Somebody has to, you know. And the Spurs are not really – they're still the same team almost without DeJounte Murray. You know, I think, like, DeJounte Murray – I would have went for a player a little better than DeJounte Murray. I don't know that he's a game changer for Atlanta like they thought he was just because he was the leading scorer for Greg Popovich's team and the Spurs. But let's pump the brakes, Atlanta. Let's think about this realistically, because when did Atlanta win with Dominique? They didn't even get past the second round with Dominique Wilkins. Yeah, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals back-to-back and played LeBron. But let's think about this. They had literally 4 All-Stars on that team that year. They had Joe Johnson. They had Paul Millsap. They had Al Horford. They had Kyle Korver. And I forgot who the point guard was, but all these cats were in their prime. They literally had 4 All-Stars. 4 All-Stars on the team. Show me the 4 All-Stars that have been on Atlanta since Trae Young's been there. John Collins has not even made an All-Star. DeJounte Murray was not an All-Star this year. And I think that's probably why they think they could move off from Trae Young is because they got DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray is more efficient, but he's nowhere near explosive as Trae Young. I don't know that DeJounte Murray is going to win you a series like Trae Young won you a series against the Knicks and the Sixers. I mean, let's not forget Trae Young beat a team that had two legit All-Stars at the time in Embiid and Ben Simmons, you know, even though he's a bum now, Bum Simmons, or Bitch Simmons, whatever you want to call him. But Ben Simmons was a legit All-Star and an All-NBA. He was like second team or third team All-NBA. You know, what other All-NBA player has Trae Young had? What other All-Star has Trae Young had? You know, let's pump the brakes. Atlanta hasn't really built a winning team around Trae Young. Trae Young single-handedly got them to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then, you know, so many players don't stay healthy either, you know. So, yeah, let's pump the brakes, Atlanta, unless you just want to go back into the Stone Age again. Atlanta ain't never won nothing in my lifetime. This is the best player y'all drafted in a long time, a very, very long time, man. Like, when they got Paul Millsap and Joe Johnson and Kyle Korver, they traded for those cats. They drafted John Smith on that team. And they had Al Horford. And I can't remember the point guard's name. They might have drafted him, but I don't even know if they drafted him. They literally traded for all the people they had the year they went to the back-to-back Eastern Conferences. And they didn't really have that guy. They didn't have the guy. Joe Johnson has been good in his career, but Joe Johnson has never been considered the number one player on a championship team. And he was their number one player at the time, if I'm not mistaken, him or Millsap. And that's another thing. Millsap has never been considered the number one player on a championship team either. So, yeah, let's pump the brakes, Atlanta. Let's realize your history. Let's realize just the history in general of the NBA that young teams don't win championships. Experienced teams win championships. And experienced teams with superstars that can take over the game. And Trae Young is one of those. Trae Young just needs to get, like, more efficient. He's like a way better version of Russell Westbrook, man. Like the intent, but he can't play defense. But that's because he's so small. Are we counting on a, you know, 5'11", 6 foot guy to be a dominant defensive shutdown guy? I've never seen one. Never seen one in my entire life. A 6 foot dominant defensive. I mean, Muggsy Bogues was probably the best small guy, defensive guy ever, but he wasn't shutting nobody down. He's just getting a shit ton of steals. So, yeah, let's pump the brakes, Atlanta. And Boston, that's the thing. Boston, if they go to the finals this year, then they can win it. Why can they win it? Because they're more experienced now. They've been to the finals. They know what it takes to get there. They've seen what the Warriors did to win it, you know. And as long as they are able to, you know, analyze that properly and dissect that properly, and apply some of that to, you know, what they're doing, they can win the championship. I mean, they're at the age now where, you know, even though they're not 9 years experienced, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been in the playoffs every single year they've been together, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals like three times since Jason Tatum's been in the league. Jason Tatum's been in the league about, what is this, his fifth or sixth year? Let's see how many years experience Jason Tatum has. And Jaylen Brown has one more year over him. Jason Tatum's 5 years experience, this means this is year six. And this is year seven for Jaylen Brown. So they're about, you know, couple years early, but we're expecting like Trae Young to be 4 years early with this. Come on, man. Pump the brakes, man. It's not, y'all not thinking about this realistically. Y'all not applying no common sense and no common knowledge to this whatsoever. If you just think, hey, we got to trade Trae Young, you're not applying it. You're not really applying any common sense whatsoever. And I'm looking at Boston. There's a lot of guys with 6'5" years experience, 13 years experience. Gallinari been in the league 13. Al Horford been in the league 15. They got plenty of experience. Blake Griffin, 12 years. Mike Muscala, 9 years. Marcus Smart been in the league 8 years. They got plenty of experience, man. Plenty of experience on Boston, man, at this point. But Atlanta doesn't have none of these. They don't got no 13 and 15-year, 12-year players and 8 and 9-year players like that, you know. So let's pump the brakes. Use some common sense, common knowledge. History tells us young teams don't win championships. And until that changes, it ain't changed. That will still apply today. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out. Peace.